morning. An absolutely beautiful fall day out here. We are gathered together here today on sacred and holy ground, so let's once again mentally check all of your luggage at the door. Mentally be here in the presence of God, thinking only about God, concentrating fully, being focused on God. It's all about Jesus, not about anything we have or what we're going through. All about that. We are a holy people. And Alexandra has brought her family here for her baptism today, too, so we're looking forward to that. So it is good to be here on sacred and holy ground as a witness to the whole world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We give you thanks, God, for this country in which we live, for this sacred and holy ground that we call Irwin First United Methodist Church. Thank you, Lord God, for being here among us in a special way. And Lord, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and life-changing to all of us, and then through us to the world around us. So sanctify us this day, Lord, through the washing of your word. Sanctify us this day through your presence, and have your way with us. Fill us now with love for one another, and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
amen.
Amen. And let's pass the peace of and love of Christ to one another.
Good morning, everyone. Our memory verse for October is at the top of your bulletin. Let's repeat it two times, okay? Matthew 7, verse 12, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7, verse 12, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this is the prophet and the prophets. In our moments of informality, we have a lot of things to discuss today. Several things are not in the bulletin. One of them is that there is a council meeting on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. This is the heads of all of our different missions here in the church at 7 o'clock. And if you are ahead of that or if you cannot be here, please assign someone to come. That's Tuesday at 7. Also, there is no youth meeting today. The meeting has been rescheduled for Tuesday at 7 o'clock. In other moments of informality, please take note of anything that you are involved in that's in the bulletin. One of the things I would like to encourage you to do is to set your sights for after the new year. It's a long time away. However, starting in January, we have so many wonderful Christian services, starting a healing service, a depression and anxiety service, a Bible study with the pastor. And so if you are interested in those things, after the first of the year, see that they are put onto your schedule. We are going to be having our craft show in November. That's another thing you might want to consider. And then take into consideration all the other things that you have. Diane has a few announcements.
First of all, we still have available the stylus pens for $2. They have the name of the church on it, the phone number, and the phrase, God loves you, and so do we. If you would like to get a dozen or so and use for yourself and also to kind of lose in the community, that would be great. And Ethel will have them in back in the narthex if you would like to pick up a few today. Secondly, there is coffee hour today, thanks to Penny Brandt. She's always looking for volunteers to help with that. So if any of you after the service want to pitch in and pour punch or whatever, I'm sure she would accept the help. While you're back there having some refreshments, I need you to look to the right, because here is the big ta-da announcement. The directories are done. It only took 11 months. But if you ordered a directory, There's one in there with your name on it. So take the one that has your name. It's actually in it, but you can see it. If you would like a directory and did not purchase one, my husband Fritz will be back there with them. That we ordered a few extra. They are $10 if you would like to purchase one of those directories. And my last announcement is that next week is a very rare occasion. It's the fifth Sunday of the month. Doesn't happen too often. So this is the cliffhanger. Something different is happening on the fifth Sunday. I'm not telling you what. You have to be here to find out.
Ooh. Are there any other announcements from the congregation? Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Let us now prepare our hearts to the service of our Lord. Turn in your hymnals to page 738 for our call to worship. And if you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, but their delight is in the law of the Lord. They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. You may be seated.
Alexandra, I want to come down and bring your folks with you and godparents. If everybody else will turn to page 39, I believe it is. altar. Let's just face everybody. Let them get a good look at you. Randy and Tiff. Tiffany and what? Henry. That's right, Henry. Hi, Henry. And Alexandra. How are you? How are you, sweetie? Please follow along. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through the water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And Alexandra is here today for baptism. Randy and Tiffany. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. Will you nurture Alexandra in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. To all our family out there, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Alexandra now before you in your care? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Thanks to the Lord of all the earth. Tell of God's mercy,
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water in those who receive it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. How are you? Huh? You are gorgeous. Pop you back here. Alexandra, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Alexander, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through the water and the Spirit, you may always be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Alexander, take a good look. This is your family. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Alexandra to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love.
Alexandra, Randy, and Tiffany, Henry. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. It's for you. This too. Buddy, old pal. Okay. All right, let's give God the glory. Thank you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Fist bump. All right. And who loves you? Oh, God loves you bunches and bunches. Jesus loves you so much, no matter where you go and what you do. Always there, always loves you. Jesus loves all of us. That's an important thing to remember. And Jesus, well, Jesus has made us his own. We are God's children. And that means something very special. I tell you what, to prove a point here, I want you to go out and get one person and bring them back down front. All right. Now, all of your guests that you have brought down, I would like all the guests to come with me. I'd like you to sit over here in this pew. Okay, kids, come on over here. Okay. See them sitting over there? See all the people sitting out there? Are they different from everybody sitting out there? Yeah, how are they different? Why are they different? Were they weird? Maybe. They definitely are different because they're sitting apart from everybody else. They're over here. Everybody else is over here. So they've been set apart. We set them apart. We put them here. We have a strange and wonderful relationship. They're all strange and I'm wonderful. But that's what makes them different. And that's just a simple thing. They're over there. Everybody else is over there. See, God has set you and me apart too. What God has set us apart from, though, is from the rest of the world. We live in the world. We go to school and we play with our friends and we go shopping and we live with our families. But we're to do it a different way than the world does it. See, when we do all those things, go to school and play with our friends and that, we do it with a kind and loving heart because of Jesus. And when people get mad at us, we don't get mad back. When people do bad things, we don't do bad things back. But we overcome evil with good. And we do what Jesus wants us to do. And we tell our friends about Jesus. And we tell our family about Jesus. And we invite people to church. And we read the Bible and we pray. And we celebrate Christmas and Easter. And we do all those things because we've been called with a special calling. Because God has made us his children through Jesus. And as God's children, we do things differently than the rest of the world, the rest of the world who doesn't believe in Jesus. So we are set apart. Like they're set apart, you and I are set apart. Kind of cool. We're special people. Special people. Thank you. You can go back to your seats now and come on over here and let's pray. Okay, let's huddle up. We've got the Steelers today at 4:25. Got to pray. If you think about it, pray for them. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, you have made us special. We are your children. We're called Christians by the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us and help us to be different from the rest of the world. For this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said?
Amen.
Amen.
Father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Not my father, not my
Thank you, choir. That was very uplifting. Thank you. Will the others please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings?
Humble me, Lord Jesus, humble me. You raise the humble heart that comes to you on bended knee. Humble me, Lord Jesus, humble me. Share your grace, Lord Jesus, share your grace. Share your grace, Lord Jesus, share your grace. My heart is full of wonder for the one who came to save. Share your grace, Lord Jesus, share your grace. No matter where I go, you are there. Trust, you'll guard me from despair. As I bow before your throne, I know my life is not my own. So I seek you, I need you, as you've made yourself known. Humble me, Lord Jesus, humble me. Humble me, Lord Jesus, humble me. You raise the humble heart that comes to you on bended knee. Humble me, Lord Jesus, humble me, Lord Jesus. Humble me, Lord Jesus, humble me.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we pray, O Lord God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings, use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
To the part in our service where we're going to express our joys to our Lord and our concerns. Are there any special joys today you would like to share with us? I'd like to share the joy of having Alexandria come into the household of our Lord. She's a beautiful baby, and if you would have seen her as she would walk down the aisle, as the pastor walked her down the aisle, she was a beautiful child, and we welcome you and hope that you come back and enjoy all the things that this church has to offer you. Any other joys?
I understand today's Elaine's birthday.
Elaine's, it's your birthday. Can we sing happy birthday to Elaine? You don't have to. We can do it with that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elaine. Happy birthday to you. That is a joy. Okay. Our husband thinks that's joyful, too, so we're glad of that. Any concerns that you would like to share with the congregation? I'd like to share a joy and a concern. The joy was that yesterday we celebrated the life of June Johnston as she entered into heaven. A beautiful lady that we all loved, and many of you were there at her service, and Pastor Bruce gave a beautiful service. And he did say, we are not here for the funeral of June Johnston. We're here to celebrate her life, and we certainly did. So that was a very special time. So all of you who knew June and know her family, Bernie and John, I hope that you keep them in your prayers. We will have one. Diane, let's give another hymn, okay? If you would please, the insert in the bulletin is hymn number 3101. We're going to sing that twice. We're going to sing it now, and we're going to sing it at the end of our service. So if you would please stand for 3101, which is in the insert. Can you do it? Hymnal 467. I think that's a better choice because we don't like to repeat things, but we're going to repeat it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're at our sermon scripture. Pray? We're at the prayer. Okay. We did joys and concerns. All right. Then definitely, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together in the name of Jesus. We come before you in the name of Jesus on this sanctified and holy ground. And God, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you've given to us. We indeed are a blessed people. Forgive us when we take our blessings for granted. And Lord God, we lift up to you our concerns this day. Lord, spoken and unspoken, we lift them up into the light and love of your presence because we believe, God, that you are greater than any problem that we have. We believe, God, that your word covers everything. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And come and do a mighty work in all these situations, in all these people's lives. Touch them and heal them and set them free and deliver them, Lord, and empower them. Meet all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I don't know if it was mentioned, but please remember the Sabo family in your prayers as well. Our scripture is from the Gospel according to John chapter 17, verses 13 through 19. John 17, verses 13 through 19. Please let us stand for the reading of the Gospel. Jesus said, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. And this is the word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Repeat after me. I am sanctified.
I am sanctified.
I wonder if we as Christians really know that we are different from other people. Do we really know that? Or do we just think we're just nicer people, but we're the same as everybody else? But it really is a lot more than that. We have been set apart. We are holy. We are a holy people, called with a holy calling, and God said, be ye holy even as I am holy. We are different. We are sanctified according to the word of God. Made different. My brother David, who passed away recently at the age of 54, he was a roly-poly, timid, shy person in high school. Our dad was police chief, and he took a lot of ribbing for that. And his older brother was, real popular with baseball and stuff. And David just felt out of place. And he went into the Navy. He was gone for a few months. Basic training. When he came home, We were amazed. This roly-poly little kid came home a man, confident, built. Just, it was amazing. What a transformation. David was always a good man. He continued to mature and become somebody that we all looked up to. A good man. But he was set apart from everybody else because of his training in boot camp. The scriptures tell us that love of this world is enmity towards God. So that if we are like the rest of the world, if we do everything the way the rest of the world does everything, if we live by its rules and standards, then we are enemies of God. You can't play in the dirt without getting dirty. You can't serve both God and mammon, which translates either money or flesh. It's the way of the world. We can't serve both. Now that we just read there that we are in the world, but Jesus said we are no more of the world than he is. So even though we live in the world, we go to work, we play, we go to school, we drive up and down the roads, even though we're in the world, we are sanctified. We are different than everybody else. Alexandra, she was sanctified today through baptism, set apart. We are sanctified through our faith in Christ. We are set apart. Repeat after me. I am sanctified. Now, this is a good thing. It really is. But I think it's something that we need to constantly remind ourselves about, that we are sanctified. We are different. See, sin separates us from God. But if we remind ourselves that we are sanctified, then we remember that we were sanctified through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and that sin has been washed away. God has been calling us to come away from the rest of the world. You know, with Abram, he was living in the Ur of the Chaldeans, and God wanted him to start something new. God wanted him to do something different. And so God said, come on out of there, leave your parents' place, your family's home, and go to this distant land that you know nothing about. And so he called Abram out of there and sent him to the promised land, towards the promised land, because he sanctified him. He set him apart from everybody else. He had Abram turn his back on the gods of his forefathers. And Abram eventually becomes Abraham. Sanctified. We too have been sanctified. Because of that, we have turned our backs on the way the world does things. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Sanctify, according to the dictionary, means, one, to be set apart, declared holy. Do you know that when you go out with your friends, that when you're mingling with the crowds, that you are holy? You know, a lot of times you think that you have to be wearing a robe or stoles. You got to be wearing those kind of things to be holy. Those are just the outward signs. But you're holy because of what Jesus has done for us. So no matter where you go, you are sanctified. You are different than everybody else. We are holy. I wear a cross. Most of you have seen it. I wear this cross all the time. Very rare that I don't have it on. If I'm wearing a t-shirt or something, I'll usually hang it on the outside. You know, I bought a cross when I was about 17 years old, and it was a sterling silver cross, I think. Might have been pewter, but I bought it off of Bonnie. She was having some kind of jewelry sale or something, and that was before we got engaged and got married. That was years later, but I've been wearing a cross ever since then. To me, it's a reminder that I am sanctified and set apart. But I know for a lot of people, there are a lot of people wearing crosses today and cross earrings and cross lapel pins, and it doesn't mean anything to them. It's just jewelry. See, they're not sanctified. They're not set apart. For me, it's a reminder. I had a parishioner whose name was Dewey Lawrence. Dewey was a big guy. And the day I walked in and met Dewey, I knew that there was something different about this man. He was just different from everybody else. He was about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years older than me. I'm 61. He was about 6 or 7 years older, and Dewey, he just felt good around Dewey. He was confident. He was full of joy and love. He seemed to know everything. I made the mistake of calling Dewey an ex-Marine. And there is no such thing as an ex-Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. My dad had died back in 1990, and I kind of saw Dewey as a father figure, too. I mean, everybody looked up to Dewey. He was different. He was, even though he lived among us, he was different from everybody else. He was a man's man. He was set apart because of his training, his experience, because of his personality, because of his relationship with Jesus. Set apart. Just the way you and I are supposed to be. That's the way people should see us, that we are different. Christians are called to be that way. Let me ask you, can people in the store, can people at a park or a gas station or our neighbors, can they tell that we're different? Can people tell that you're different? Has anybody asked you why you are the way you are? I heard some giggling back here. Different subject altogether, right? Nothing to do with religion. But we are supposed to be different. I guess the question is, do people see Christ in you? You know, and I may have shared the story before when I was working at Jefferson Hospital. And I was there for 5 years, 4 years. I was in charge of the linen department. My last year there before coming into ministry, I worked housekeeping. I worked 11 at night till 7 in the morning, carried a beeper. I cleaned bathrooms, elevators, offices, and after emergency operations. And I cleaned patients' rooms when there were accidents, cleaned the ER, got to know a lot of doctors and nurses. I was married. I was going to church, very involved. And I remember one night this nurse stopped me in the hall, and she said, "What do you have?" I said, "I'm sorry." She goes, "What do you have? What makes you so different? Why are you so different to everybody else? You're always so up. You're always so nice. What? How do you do that?" And I'll never forget, I told her, "Well, I have Jesus." And she looked disappointed. You know, like she was expecting some kind of formula or pill or something. But she saw that in me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, we are supposed to be different. When we walk out of this, we come here to charge our batteries. We come here to worship God, to sit closer to the Almighty. And when we walk out of here, we're different. We should be different than everybody else that we face out there in the world. To begin with, we're different from one another. Whether we agree with each other, like each other or not, we love each other. Because we're family and we are set apart, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But we're to take the love of Christ and go out into that world, back home to our families and our jobs, and be sanctified and act sanctified. Sanctified. Sanctification is a translation of the Greek word hagiosmos. Hagiosmos means holiness or separation. So when Jesus says that he sanctified and that we are sanctified through the word, he is saying that we are holy. We have been set aside, separated from the rest of the world. The cross sanctifies us by saving us from the penalty of sin. Sanctifies us by saving us from the penalty of sin. The process of sanctification gives us power over sin, so we no longer conform to the pattern of this world. But when we are tempted, God gives us the strength to overcome that because of the sanctification in our lives, because we are different than where that temptation came from. And eternal life is ours. I love you. And you know that one day we're all going to get to go to heaven. And yesterday, I did a homecoming celebration for a woman that we all know, who was the personification of sanctification. That woman was sanctified, June Johnson. She was different. You knew that from the get-go when you met June. You felt good around June, safe around June. You could see the love of Christ in her. And at the age of 90 and 91, she was still actively involved in this church. No excuses, no complaints. Always on the go. Because she was different from the rest of the world. She loved God. I'm telling you, it was an honor to do that for her. We're different. You and I are different. Not because we look different and act different. I mean, we are, let's face it, a lot of us aren't playing with a full deck. I did have to look back here, yes. That's all right. There's a few bricks missing back here. But my kind of people, it's fun. I mean, be as holy as you can be when you go someplace. It is fun. Yeah. Spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We are Christians. We're different from those who are not Christians. Say, I am sanctified. Start your day off with that. When you get up and you get ready for work and you're shaving, brushing your hair, say that in the mirror. I am sanctified. I am different from the rest of the world. I'm different from where I'm going and what I am about to do. I have been called with a holy calling. And I'm going to live my life that way. So be bold in your faith. Because we have been set apart. But not just to sit in a pew. We've been set apart to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by the things that we say and we do. We are sanctified. God loves you, and so do I. Please turn to your inside your bulletin. There's an insert. Love lifted me. Standing as we sing.
Thank you.
baptisms. Love doing baptisms. I love being there for people for funerals. And I'm 61 years old, and I hope to be doing this for another 10, 11 years. Just pray to God my health stays good enough to do that. I love being in ministry. It certainly helps me be different from the rest of the world. We're all sanctified. We're all called with a holy calling. So pray. Ask for the Holy Spirit to help you to be different from the rest of the world. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, we will always remember that we are sanctified through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, called to be different from the rest of the world. So use us, God, for your honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.